It's the History Pod Podcast, Episode 1. And welcome to the History Pod Podcast. I'm Alan Joyce from EverythingDigital.org and the Everything Digital Podcast, and this is a little side project that I recently started up. This is Episode 1. And throughout these episodes of the History Pod, I hope to cover maybe some lesser-known stories and tales from history that you will hopefully find interesting. Now, I'm no history professor, so I can't guarantee complete accuracy on these stories, but hopefully I can guarantee at least some level of entertainment for you. So I will be detailing various stories that I find interesting from historical events throughout the hopefully many shows of this podcast. And we're going to start in this episode one with a story of the Viking explorers. That is Erik the Red and Leif Erikson, two explorers who actually ventured quite close and in some cases even to North America years before Columbus even began his journey. Now, you may have heard this story before, or at least parts of it, but hopefully I can bring forward some new perspectives or new information about it that maybe you haven't heard before. So, without any further delay, let's get on to the story of the Viking explorers. The year is 982 CE, and in the Norse colony of Haukadalur on the Icelandic coastline, 32-year-old Erik the Red has been exiled from Iceland after committing several murders. Erik gathers together a group of sailors to begin a journey westward, with the hope of establishing a colony on the little-known landmass that he will later call Greenland. His second son, Leif Erikson, is now almost 2 years old, and years later will find himself leading an expedition of his own westward. Erik had heard rumors of a mysterious land to the west, and decided that this would be an ideal place to wait out his time as an exile from Iceland. Erik and his men sailed west to Blaserkr, or Blue Shirt Glacier, and then south along the icy coast of Greenland. After searching for previous inhabitants of the area and finding none, Erik spent the first winter of his journey in a place he called Eriksey. When spring arrived again, Erik discovered Eriksfjordr and made a home for himself there. For the next 2 years, Erik explored the area around Eriksfjordr and gave names to all the places he encountered. He named Eriksey, Eriksfjordr, and Eriksholmar before running out of names that began with Erik. He spent the next winter back in Eriksey, and then, because his banishment term had ended, returned to Iceland and his friends and family. Erik told the people of Iceland about his travels in what he now called Greenland. He named the region Greenland because he hoped it would sound more appealing than Iceland and attract settlers to the colonies that he had founded. Erik and his family returned to Greenland in the summer of 985 CE, and brought a large group of settlers with them. They established the eastern and western settlements in what is now Julianhab and Gotha. These settlements profited from farming and especially hunting in the Disko Bay to the north, where hunters would pursue seals and whales. Erik and his wife had two sons, Thorstein and Leif. Thorstein was very well respected among the community in Greenland, and remained home with his father while Leif embarked upon a journey to Norway. After a lengthy and troubling journey, Leif settled in Norway and gained the favor of King Olaf Tryggvason of Norway. He quickly impressed the king, who saw Leif as an exceptionally well-bred individual. The king grew so fond of Leif that one day he came to him with a proposition. The king proposed that Leif sail back to Greenland and spread Christianity among his people there. Leif accepted this proposal and began a journey that would be remembered for centuries to come. Leif set sail, but the land he reached was not Greenland. Leif reached a mysterious land, filled with acres of wild wheat, vine trees, and maples, all of which he collected small amounts to bring home. Leif and his crew stayed the winter in this place, and the discovery by one of his men of plentiful grapes caused Leif to name the region Vinland. After finally reaching Greenland, Leif began to spread the message of Christianity. His father was reluctant to convert, but his mother did so readily. But there was something else that Leif discussed with the town, something that interested them a great deal, the story of the place called Vinland. Leif's discovery interested many people and led others to travel to Vinland. As a result, the first true colony in North America was established. Despite the abundance of resources, such as grapes and maplewood in Vinland, the settlement failed along with those in Greenland within 500 years of their founding. The Norse settlers lacked the potential to adapt fully to their new environment and were gradually pushed out of these western regions due to the failure to adjust their lifestyle. Nevertheless, despite the short duration of the Western Norse colony's existence, their founding was a great milestone in Norse history and had a significant effect on future expeditions. Erik the Red and Leif Erikson were two of the most notable Norse explorers in history and continue to be remembered as pioneers of North American exploration. You can visit the History Pod's temporary website at historypod.everythingdigital.org, which is where I'm hosting it until I find a better place. Hopefully I'll get a new domain for History Pod fairly soon, but for now I'm just trying it out as a subsection of everythingdigital.org. You can contact me, Alan, at everythingdigital.org, or, of course, by posting comments at historypod.everythingdigital.org. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the first show of the History Pod, and let me know what you think. Thanks, and stay subscribed.